What if pregnancy isn't the glowing, serene journey we see in advertisements? Picture a woman at 8 weeks, exhausted beyond measure, unable to tolerate the smell of her favorite foods, wondering if she's doing something wrong. She's not. She's experiencing what 50 to 90% of newly pregnant women face but rarely discuss openly. This disconnect between expectation and reality drives countless women to feel inadequate during what should be an empowering time. Drawing from decades of nursing experience and thousands of births witnessed, a refreshingly honest approach emerges, one that treats pregnancy not as a medical crisis requiring constant intervention, but as a natural process deserving respect, knowledge, and common sense. In a healthcare system where 86% of women choose obstetric care, despite 85% having low-risk pregnancies, we've lost sight of something fundamental. Your body already knows how to do this. When that positive test appears, pause before planning mode. Not everyone feels instant joy. That's normal. This moment marks a profound transition, deserving more than a checklist response. American healthcare treats pregnancy as a medical condition, requiring constant surveillance, contrasting with midwifery models viewing it as inherently normal unless complications arise. Our system treats low-risk women as high-risk patients, driven by insurance protocols and litigation fears. For healthy pregnancies, there's no rush to see a provider immediately. Most suggest waiting until 8 weeks when substantive testing becomes possible. Call for severe nausea or unusual spotting, though early spotting affects 20-30% of women and often resolves naturally. Your due date is merely an estimate. Only 5% deliver precisely on schedule. Pregnancy nutrition needn't be complicated. Balance is key. Unlimited vegetables, plenty of fruit, lean proteins with every meal, whole grains, water over soda, healthy fats, and calcium-rich foods. You need only 500 extra daily calories, an orange, egg, and glass of milk. The first trimester brings exhaustion, nausea, and emotional volatility as your body undergoes hormonal renovation. Most women feel better after 12 to 16 weeks. To manage, keep crackers bedside, eat small frequent meals, try bland foods, and rest whenever possible. For most women, pregnancy sex is safe and often enhanced by increased blood flow. The American maternity system operates backward. 92% of pregnant women see obstetricians, despite most pregnancies being straightforward. Countries with better maternal outcomes do the opposite. Midwives handle normal pregnancies, reserving obstetricians for complications. Midwifery care offers more personalized attention, reducing birth injuries, trauma, and cesarean rates. A common misconception? That midwives mean foregoing pain relief. Hospital-based midwives can still provide epidurals. Doulas enhance birth experiences significantly, leading to fewer cesareans and greater satisfaction. The best doulas understand labor physiology, navigate hospital procedures smoothly, and provide emotional anchoring. However, quality varies. Some create unnecessary conflict or impose rigid agendas. Your birth location matters. While 98.6% of American babies arrive in hospitals, you have options: home, freestanding birth centers, hospital-affiliated birth centers, or traditional labor units. Home births offer affordability, privacy, and fewer interventions. Safety depends on maternal health, midwife expertise, and hospital proximity. Birth centers provide home-like comfort with medical backup, resulting in more vaginal deliveries and fewer NICU admissions at lower cost. Choose your labor room audience wisely. Select supporters who bring positive energy and respect boundaries. Most women accept prenatal tests without understanding their purpose. Routine tests, blood count, typing, rubella, hepatitis, STDs, glucose, detect treatable conditions. Screening exams estimate abnormality risk and indicate whether further testing is needed. Diagnostic tests provide conclusive answers. In the U.S., ultrasounds are routine but not mandatory for healthy pregnancies. They screen for abnormalities and determine fetal age and gender, though late pregnancy scans can miscalculate due dates by weeks, triggering unnecessary inductions. Genetic testing, once limited to high-risk mothers, is now universal. screening catches 80-95% of abnormalities with 4-6% false positives. With doctors screening for around 2,000 genetic conditions, there's no right or wrong choice, only informed ones. Before the 1950s, women learned about childbirth from female relatives and midwives. Today's complex birth culture requires understanding medical legal standards, technology, and interventions. Hospital classes typically focus on standard procedures and pain management, but often lack comprehensive information about all options. Birth plans demonstrate parents have educated themselves and want preferences respected. The best plans set intentions while remaining flexible. Demanding absolutes is unrealistic. When late pregnancy issues threaten your plans, you needn't abandon all preferences. Common scenario? Your doctor suggests your baby is too big and recommends induction or cesarean. Estimated fetal size is rarely justification for intervention before your due date. Despite movie portrayals, only 10 to 20% of women have their water break before labor starts. Amniotic fluid smells like salt water and is mostly clear. Losing your mucus plug doesn't signal imminent labor. It often appears gradually as chunks or discharge, creamy, brown, blood-tinged, or yellowish over days or weeks. Many first-time labors begin with prodromal labor, disorganized, exhausting contractions that prepare your body but aren't yet real labor. Real labor contractions progress beyond menstrual-like cramps to something significantly more intense. They become regular, progressively closer together, and eventually occur every 2 to 3 minutes, lasting about a minute each. You'll know you're in actual labor when you must stop talking or moving during contractions, and your cervix is changing. Pain management options range from natural to medical interventions. Breathing techniques, hot baths, birthing balls, and hypnobirthing can be effective. IV narcotics provide temporary relief, while nitrous oxide is making a comeback. Epidurals, used by 65 to 70% of mothers, effectively eliminate labor pain. The procedure requires absolute stillness while an anesthetist inserts a needle between vertebrae to place a catheter, taking about an hour from request to relief. About 1 in 3 American women deliver by cesarean, a 10 to 15 minute procedure from incision to birth. Despite myths, vaginal birth after cesarean is actually safer than repeat cesareans in most cases, with 60-80% success rates among appropriate candidates. The postpartum fourth trimester transitions your body from baby making to milk making. Birth rarely matches expectations, so processing these experiences through honest conversations is crucial. Day 3 postpartum is notoriously challenging. Your milk comes in, causing painful breast engorgement. You may experience low-grade fever from hormonal shifts, your first postpartum bowel movement, and intense emotional vulnerability as hormones fluctuate dramatically. This perfect storm makes day 3 particularly difficult, but take heart, day 4 is usually better, and day 5 better still. Breast milk provides superior nutrition, antibodies, and affordability, but bottle feeding is sometimes the better choice. Breastfeeding doesn't always come easily. Babies may struggle to latch, nipples can crack, and milk supply varies. Most problems are solvable with persistence and proper support. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months, continued with solids for another 6 months, then for as long as is mutually desired. Life after baby transforms completely. Your partner reveals new dimensions as a parent, friendships shift, and you remain fundamentally you, just amplified. You'll be more thoughtful because the stakes are higher, more stressed with added responsibilities, but filled with unexpected joy. Trust your instincts, seek help when needed, and remember this intense period is temporary, though its impact will be permanent and profound.